Random House Audio and Sounds Publishing present Vegas Confessions, Volume 10.
She worked hard for her money. I just started this internship in New York at a major PR company. The really cool, successful women that work there, the ones I hope to be exactly like someday, have really taken to me. So, when they asked me to join them on their weekend trip to Las Vegas, I was stoked. I really didn't make enough money to go to Vegas, but it would have been lethal to my career to turn down this networking opportunity. They all make over $250 a year and have no concept of what being broke is even about. Luckily, my cousin works for an airline, so she got me a buddy pass. I figured as long as I watched my spending, I would be able to put a show in the hotel on my credit card, go out with them and drink, moderately, and maybe even play a couple of rounds of slots or one round of blackjack. I had no idea what I was in for. These women were high rollers. As soon as I met them at the hotel, I found out they had reserved a suite and made reservations at some of the most expensive shows and restaurants. At this point, I knew I was in over my head, but I had to roll with it. First, the plan was to go to dinner. We all went up to the suite to get dressed, everyone decked out to the nines. I wore my cutest, sexiest little outfit, but it looked cheap next to their Prada and Gucci. They complimented me on my ensemble, pretending they didn't notice that it was a brand name knockoff. I just held my nose in the air and pounded back champagne with them, reveling in the fact that I was even in the company of my idols. We went to dinner at the most lavish restaurant I had ever been to. There were chandeliers hanging from 20 feet in the air. I wanted to order everything on the menu. All of the ladies went for appetizers, salads, entrees, bottles of wine, and plenty of cocktails. I had one drink and sipped it forever, hoping they wouldn't notice. They filled my wine glass generously a few